Shalom and welcome everybody as we get together in preparation for Shabbos Parshas Kisetze. Having missed last week, this week I'd like to start with the Dvar Torah on, well, I wasn't sure, one of three subjects, either on the Parsha, or on Elul, or on my recent visit to Eretz Yisrael. So fortunately, I have one thought, which I think connects all three in a very beautiful way, and in a very basic and idea which has a lot of insight into the coming days, the Yom HaNeirah. Let's start with the Shachas to the Parsha. This week's Parsha, of course, has the mitzvah of Zechiras Mitzvahs Messias Amalek. From Sefer Netshuvim, Eben Ezer, Tshuva Kofiotes, writes a Hidur Mitzvah, or a Chumrah. The halacha is that a person who has a mitzvah of Zechiras Messias Amalek, that mitzvah takes place once a year. Why once a year? It doesn't say anything about once a year. Some Sefer says it's based on the Gemara in Brachas Nun Ches Amid Beis, similar Gemara above Metziah Chav Ches, that Ein Ames Mishtakach Min Alev Ad Achri Yud Beis Chodesh. 12 months is the Zman of Shikcha, of forgetting. And therefore, since the Torah says Zachar, you have to remember, once every 12 months, we're obligated to lay in Parsha Zachar. Says the Chassam Sefer, what about in a year that's an Iber Yar, such as this year? This year, it will be two Adars. And therefore, from last year's Parsha Zachar, which was an Adar, to this coming year's, which is an Adar Beis, there'll be 13 months. Says the Chassam Sefer, a person in a year such as this should have in mind to be Yaitza Parsha Zachar during the laning of Kisaitse. When they lane Maftir, many shuls, they will announce that you should have a mind to be Yaitza Mitzvah Zechiras Maisa Amalek and the Mitzvah Mitzvah Zechiras Amalek at the time of the laning. And that is because this Truva in Chassam Sefer, it's also quoted by the Maram Shik in the Sefer Mitzvah Mitzvah Tov Reishei, the Chumrah of his Rebbe, the Chassam Sefer. The idea of the Chassam Sefer to connect the Gemara and Barachis to the mitzvah of Zachar is questioned by the Samer Rebbe in his Tshuva Sefer in the Divrei Yoel Tshuva Lamed Gimel. He has a Gevaldik Akasha. The Gemara says that Shikha is every 12 months. The Gemara says it in regard to an Aveda. Somebody loses an Aveda. The finder has to make announcements for Sholish Regalim for 1 year. After a year, he no longer has to. Based on this Gemara, says Ein Ames Mishtakach Min Alev Ad Achar Yud Beis Chodesh Shenemer Nishkachti Kemes Milev Hayisi Kechli Oivei. The Pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Aleph, Nishkachti Kemes Milev, I was forgotten like a mace is forgotten from the heart. Hayisi Kechli Oivei, I'm like a lost object. In fact, the Samer Rebbe, we're not talking here about shikha, about forgetting something and not being aware of its existence. When a person loses an object and 12 months pass, he doesn't forget that he lost it. The Gemara is saying that at that point, the person is mi'ayish. After Yud Beis Chodesh, that something is lost, the person gives up hope and despairs from finding it again. And therefore, the shikha here doesn't mean to forget a fact. It means to give up on something. The same thing, someone loses a relative. After 12 months, he doesn't forget the relative. The relative still is in his memory. He still remembers his parent or his spouse or his child that passed away. It's just that he forgets. He forgets the connection that he has to it. And therefore, the Samer Rebbe questions the whole shaychus to the mitzvah of Zechiras Maisa Amalek, of reminding ourselves every 12 months. It has no shaychus to this particular Gemara. This is his kasha. The answer, it could be that's what the Samer Rebbe himself means to answer, but the answer is that the concept of Zechira and Shikha doesn't mean to forget a fact. It means to forget a connection to a fact. Rav Hutner Rapachet Yitzchak on Sukkis, Seif Maimer Ayin Ches, has a beautiful way of expressing it. He says, Achnisen Onu Munochin Shalonu Musagin Shalonu Ashikha. We put our idea of what shikha is into the word shikha that Chazal mentioned. Shikha, in the words of Chazal, means something else. Rav Hutner says, and Rav Hutner is not talking about any of the topics we're talking about today, he's talking about another concept of shikha. But his basic idea is that the concept of shikha, of forgetting, as is applied why by Chazal means the chius of a connection to something. Remembering something is not to remember the history of the fact that this person existed, that Amalek existed, etc. The idea of zechira, of remembering, is to remember the connection, the shaychus. Just like after 12 months, when a mace passes away, it's nishtakas ben halev, doesn't mean the mace is forgotten. But it means that people find some measure of consolation after 12 months. The connection, the chius of the newness of the loss is somehow forgotten. That shikha is the shikha we want to avoid by Amalek. Zechiras nais Amalek means to remember it, not as a historical fact, but to have some type of connection to it, some type of shaykhus to it, some type of concept to it, and therefore that's this idea of zechrayneis. So that's the part in this week's parasha, the connection, as I said, to the zechiras mitzvahs zechiras Amalek. Now this idea has a tremendous connection to the Yom HaNairon. As you know, on Rosh Hashanah, one of the three primary ideas of Yom HaNairon is Zechrayneis. The Amalchiyais, Zechrayneis, and Shaifreis. The idea of Zechrayneis is often questioned. What is Zechrayneis to remember? God remembers everything. What does it mean, Zechrayneis? The idea of Zechrayneis now has a new meaning. Because remembering is something else. It doesn't mean remembering a historical fact. It means remembering a connection, a chius of a connection, a living connection, something that affects the person. Even the idea of Malchias, Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, doesn't mean to remember the history that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malch Yisrael. It means to have a renewal of a connection of Malchias. So Zechrayneis doesn't mean to remember, as Rav Hudna said. We shouldn't take our musig, our idea, Achnisin Anu Munachin Shalanu, Musagin Shalanu Al Shikha, Tachum Shein Eshaich Lahem. We're taking our idea of Shikha, which means to simply forget a fact, and we're putting it into Chazal. Chazal weren't talking about that Shikha. They're talking about remembering the Shaychus, the connection. The third area this is Shaykh to, of course, is the mitzvah of remembering Yerushalayim, remembering Eretz Yisrael. Yidarshan Siyon Hidarish Einla Mechlal Deboi Drisha. We do many things, Zecher Yerushalayim, Zecher L'Chorbin, we try to remember. Again, the idea is not to remember the connection. The idea, rather, is not to remember the historical fact that there was a Beis HaMikdash, that there was Yerushalayim. Instead, the idea is to connect to it. To connect again to the chius of our Shaychus to Yerushalayim, our Shaychus to Eretz Yisrael. And this now is a rule for all in Yanei Zechira, that Zecher is not just to remember the fact, but Zecher is to remember much more. To remember the Shaychus, the chius, the effect it's supposed to have on the person. It's a beautiful yesod, which I think we can apply to many, many places. Let me mention a couple of short thoughts on the parasha. One, which I heard Vishem Rav Gifter, a tremendously sadistic idea in battling the Yetzer Hara. In the beginning of the parasha, Ki Seifel HaMocham Al Yevecha Nesanei Hashem Elokecha V'yadecha, numerous mefarshim, I think, beginning with Archaim HaKadosh, talk about the fact that this is a remez also to a human being's battle, constant battle, with the Yetzer Hara. Ki Seifel HaMocham Al Yevecha Nesanei Hashem Elokecha V'yadecha, the usual idea is that when we do battle with the Yetzer Hara, we need Tziyata D'Shemaya. The help of the Rebbeinu Shalom, we can't win. Our job is Seifel HaMochamah, to go out to battle, and the Sonny Hashem Elokecha B'yadech, and help that God will help us in the battle against the Yetzer Hara. Now that is, as I say, an idea which is mentioned in numerous places. Now Gifter added a beautiful thought. It says, Ki Seifel HaMochamah Al Oyevecha. Oyevecha is Lashon Rabim, it's plural. Oyevcha would be one, Oyevecha is many. You go to battle against your many enemies. And Hashem will give him into your hand. Why the change from Lashon Rabim in going out to battle to Lashon Yachid in being victorious in battle? A gift is set of beautiful words, which a Ben Torah really would appreciate. We try to dive and we try to learn. We have many Oyevim. The Yetzer Hara puts many things in our way. Some days the Yetzer Hara tells us that we have to worry about our parnasa, we have to think about making money, and that distracts us from our learning. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara tells us that we're very tired, we have a hard time staying up. Staying up is also a Yetzer Hara when it comes time to daven and takes time to learn, going out to minyan. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara tells us that we're not worthy, he makes us feel like where Einai Kedai, that our learning is meaningless, our davening is meaningless. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara has us get distracted by being disturbed at something someone did to us. So we have many enemies. We have enemies. We fight the fatigue when a person wants to learn. We fight the business thoughts which come into our mind when we want to daven Shemayna Esrei. We fight the many distractions that exist. When you finally get to fight the Yetzer Hara, you realize it's all narishkeit. The Yetzer Hara finds many different types of things to throw in your way. But it's one Yetzer Hara. A Yetzer Hara to distract you. You should be distracted, not be able to concentrate on your davening, not be able to concentrate on your learning, not to show up for your learning. The Yetzer Hara will throw one thing at you. Something will distract you in your Shemayna Esrei. You think, well, when that part of my life will pass, things will be easier. But no. Then something else will come up. There'll be something else in your way. It's good to realize it's all one Yetzer Hara. Whatever the distraction is, it's that same old fellow coming along again and just throwing a roadblock in your way. It's not the thought about the parnasa, about what you have to do, about what you're planning to do tonight. Those thoughts are narishkeit. If that thought was not there, there'll be another thought. When the sonai Hashem alakecha biyadecha, when you finally do battle, you realize it's all one Yetzer Hara. The second short thought on the parasha. We find many, many mitzvahs in this week's parasha. Kesetzi has many. And generally, there's a hefsek between the mitzvahs, either a samach or a pei, a parasha stuma, a parasha psucha, which interrupts between the mitzvahs. You will notice glaring exception to this after shlishi. Two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of ma'akah is the first pasuk after shlishi. And then the prohibition against planting kalayim in one's vineyard, which is the second mitzvah. Mitzvahs have no connection to each other. And here, there's no hefsek parasha b'neihem. There's nothing which separates between the two of them. Tapella, every other set of mitzvahs, unless they have some connection, every other set of mitzvahs has a hefsek parasha. Why is it that these two do not? Tavi Teretz, also, I don't remember who said it originally, but something I remember from years ago. The Teretz is that the mitzvah of Makkah, we're told build a makkah on your roof. Ki yipal hanayfal mimeno. It gives us a reason. He says, be careful. Someone's going to fall off the roof. And that frightens a person. Therefore, a person is careful to build a makkah. The next pasuk, do not plant kalayim. Do not plant other things in your vineyard. And tikdash hamalei hazara. Because then the seeds will become prohibited. They'll become disgusting. Tikdash is a lashon of disgusting in the eyes of Hashem. Now here, unlike most mitzvahs, the Torah again is telling us, don't do this because something terrible may happen. What's going to happen that's so terrible? What's terrible is that the seeds are going to become poisonous in the eyes of heaven. The nature of a human being is if you tell someone, build a makkah, someone will fall off the roof. It's a physical danger you can see with your eyes. So a person is very quick to respond to it. However, when you tell someone, don't play a kalayim, because the seeds will become poisonous in the eyes of heaven. Not something you can see, not something you can taste, it's ruchnias. So these two mitzvahs are put together. It tells us, just like you appreciate the need to be careful to avoid physical dangers, dangers you can see with your eyes, so too, be careful to avoid the spiritual dangers, the dangers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you are there, that you can't see with your eyes, pentikdash hamaleya hazara, and therefore these two are together. Before signing off, I'd like to leave you with a kasha. The kasha is based on one of the many Isurim in this week's parasha, which is the Isur of a mamzer coming into the Kahal Hashem. All of you who have been in yeshiva certainly remember the drasha that Chazal darshan, Vayavei mamzer b'kahal Hashem. We darshan mamzer v'adai v'loi mamzer safik. The Gemara darshans in Kiddushin that only a mamzer who's a vaday mamzer is prohibited from entering into the Kahal Hashem. A Safik mamzer, however, is not osur min ha-Torah. It's a kula that the Torah has in the parsha of mamzerus. The kasha is the following. The Rambam shita is that Safik d'iraisa min ha-Torah l'kula. The Rambam holds that every Safik d'iraisa is l'kula min ha-Torah. If every Safik d'iraisa is l'kula anyhow, why does the Gemara say mamzer, mamzer vaday, v'loy mamzer safik? Why does it say it specifically about a mamzer? The Rambam sheet is that only the Rabbanon asa the safik d'iraisa. By mamzer also the Rabbanon asa the safik mamzer. On the d'iraisa level, a mamzer is no different than any other iser. So what what's the drasha of Mamzer Vadai Vole Mamzer Safik according to Shitas Rambam? It's always that way. Now this is a kasha which appears already in earlier